You are live.
Oh, I'm live. I'm alive.
You're alive. And you're going to lead our fall detox starting October 10th.
Yay. I know. I'm so excited. Listen, yeah. This is just like, it's the first time I'm actually going to take people with me through the journey. I do it every year. And I feel, you know, we joke like I'm alive, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be even more alive in about a month.
It's true. It's true because
it's so true. It's like it's just such a great huge reset, and I love to do it in the fall. My favorite part about doing it in the fall is that you reset everything and you smarten up your system and you know, you drop a few pounds and you're looking down the barrel, right? It's the fall season, the winter season, everybody puts on a little extra weight, everybody feels a little sluggish, and all the food and all that. And it's like you head into it really feeling light and clear and, you know, with a little bit better habits around food and it's great. I think it keeps us from, you know, falling apart around the holidays. So,
you know what I love most about it is going into the holiday season, feeling a bit more on your game, like just, you know, feeling clearer in your mind and also fitting in your clothes a little bit easier than, you know, in the past. So I really feel like you show up during the holidays feeling like you're, you know, your ultimate best.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which feels amazing, right?
It sure does. It mm-hmm. sure does. And sometimes I think that time can go by and we think, well, it's not even, like it's been so long since you felt that way that you think that you're just so even possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
That,
right.
You know, you have the new normal. This is my new normal and it's not possible. And that's not true.
Right.
So hopefully some of you will join us for this little 3 week or 3-4 week journey into detoxing our bodies, our minds, and our lives.
Right. So, Lynn, tell us, who is this detox for or fall cleanse for?
Who is it for? It's pretty, I would say everyone. I would say for the most part, there's, of course, there's going to be exceptions, and that would be something that we could probably determine on the quick call that you guys, if you want to pursue this, you're going to all get on a call. We're going to have a 30-minute call. It's part of the whole detox package. And we're going to determine what is the best approach to take so you can have a successful experience. Mm-hmm. Because different people have different constitutions, for those of you who know anything about Ayurveda. And if you don't, that's okay. You're going to learn a little. People have different constitutions. People have different lives. In other words, some people need a higher caloric intake in order to function,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they have a very demanding life. And other people are some people are more experienced. They've detoxed, you know, like me 30 times. Some people are brand new to it. And so that too will factor in. So we'll just, it's for everybody. But I want to just say that we're going to have a conversation and we're going to design it to be something that you think that you can, like, that you can do, that you can accomplish, so you can actually get through it and feel the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it begins on October 10th. So people need to kind of hurry if they're going to get in, right? Because they do need to schedule that talk, that very talk with you. And get going on just kind of what's involved. And I mean, do you want to talk a little bit about what they need to do to kind of gear up for this? Because I've had some people tell me that, oh, they're going to be traveling or they're not sure if, you know, they have the time. Can you go into that a little bit on just like what's involved so that they can determine if this is the right fit for them?
Well, you know what, if you, for your job, if you're going to be on the road for those 3 weeks, it's probably not the right time
mm-hmm.
for you, just to be honest. I mean, I could say, yeah, come, but you're not going to be able, you know, it isn't just about what we put in our bodies. You know, it really is a total mindset, mental shift. For most of us, you know, I feel like, especially, you know, the women on the line, you know, we tend to take care of everyone. If you have a family or you have a high pressure job, like, you know, constantly putting out. So this is a time that you just sort of carve out this time for you. You clear your calendar of, you know, anything that's like non-essential, you know, so that weekly Sunday breakfast with the girls, you know, you guys, I'm not going to be there. Or, you know, you clear the calendar so that you can really get quiet and start to listen to your body, because it's a detox on many levels, as I think we touched on. So it's the physical body, it's your mental state. And it's almost like getting ready for the big game, you know, mm-hmm. like if it was a Super Bowl, like you got it. It can be a total mind shift. You're right. going to come first for the next 3 weeks. You.
Right.
Someone else is going to have to, you know, you might have to prepare meals for your family separate. They might have to eat without, you know, and the people around you who are used to you being there at their, you know, for their every whim mm-hmm. are going to have to know that the game's changing for this next 3 weeks. So, So a lot of downtime is great if you can get it. You know, I'm not saying take 3 weeks vacation and stay home in the hole. That's not it. You don't have to do that. But you do want to cut back on technology, cut back on your socializing, spend a little more time, quiet time in nature, more time resting. Your body will want you to rest. As you start to detox, you're going to be tired, you know?
Right.
And my experience is I don't like to be around a lot of people, a lot of noise at that time either. So right. yeah, but you want to get mentally prepared. You want to get your grocery list, you know, ahead of time. You want to make your meal plan, you know, so that you're ready to go into it. So it's a time that you can simplify and relax into it, not rush headlong into it.
Right.
You know, like if you're like me, like you might be doing everything else in your life, you know, rushing.
Right.
It's the time to stop and slow down.
Good. That's so good to hear. And I also want to, you know, if someone was entirely new to detoxing or cleansing, what kinds of things are they looking to possibly detox from in their lives? I mean, I know we have technology and such, but what are the food things or?
Well, yeah. So for example, there's a booklet that you guys who join us will all get. Man and I talk about the pre-cleanse. So if you're somebody who finds yourself using, and I say using kind of like an addict, but it kind of is, right? I did it before. Like, you know, the coffee every day, caffeine, alcohol, sugar, like the, you know, the refined sugar, like that afternoon sweet pick-me-up. Any recreational drugs, if you're a pot smoker. So those kinds of things, alcohol, sugar, I think that's pretty much it.
Processed foods, fast foods.
Yeah, processed foods. But you know what? That's going to start week one of your cleanse. There is going to be no processed foods in your life for the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find out just how good you can feel,
mm-hmm.
right? You're going to find right. out that this normal that you think is your normal is not your normal. What a gift. So yeah. So all processed foods. So you're going to cut that out and try and eat better and get rid of, smoking. This can be rough, but you know, we can talk about that in the call too, but
yeah,
you know, alcohol, stop drinking and caffeine, particularly, you know, pretty much everybody drinks coffee, but you know, if you go cold turkey on coffee and you drink pretty much coffee, you're going to have a raging headache, and that's right. no way to go into your detox. So I find it's always better to wean off of those things before you start detox.
Right.
So I call that the pre-cleanse.
The pre-cleanse. Okay. And then, so tell us exactly, we're running from October 10th through November 1st, and the detox includes, like you said, the Vital Wellness Detox ebook. We have a private Facebook group forum that's strictly private, right?
Yes, and absolutely. I know people, there's a lot of people, myself included, you know, with social media. This is a group only you and I, Shelley, who are co-leading it, and the people who are in the group, and it's going to be small. I mean, I would be maybe 10 people. I mean, keep it small intentionally. Mm-hmm. And this is just a place where we come and we meet. It's a place where I can post a recipe or an article, or you can post a question to me, you know, mm-hmm. like,
if you have a raging headache, I help me.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a headache. What do I do? You know,
right.
This is a place which can happen. You
right.
know?
Well, I only laugh because I know that's what I'm going to go through, because I will be cleansing, detoxing from coffee. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll be on mm-hmm. there. I'll be on there going through this whole process with you all. So, yes.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to be detoxing as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there's the booklet that will hopefully explain most of the process and what happens and mm-hmm. what, and a lot about foods and recipes and stuff. And then there's the forum. And then every week we're going to have a phone call. So Tuesday, early on in the week, and it's going to be on Tuesday evening, 7:00 Pacific. And we're going to talk for an hour to 90 minutes, whatever, about whatever you need. I'll help you explain a little bit more about what we're doing. And we'll just go around and figure out who needs help and who needs a pat on the back for doing well. And
yeah,
and like that. And have a weekly call like that, because the detox actually shifts as we go through it, like right. what you're eating and the approach and the mindset. And then we're going to have a wrap up call where I'm hoping to sort of hear some of your stories and hear about how much better you feel, and maybe give you guys some tips on how to not fall in back right back into the abyss, since, you know, Thanksgiving will be 2 weeks away. So, yeah. So it's just some time we can sort of celebrate. Yay, you did it. You did it. 3 weeks. Awesome. And you're going to feel great. And I just, I love talking to people after the detox. They're just euphoric. So, or many times, but you know what? I don't want to say that. I want you to have your experience. So we're going to have the calls, and then we're going to have the Facebook forum, and then you're going to, what else does it include? You know, it includes finding out how good you can actually feel.
Right.
And that is priceless.
Right. Yeah. Improving your health. And I think, like we mentioned at the beginning, is heading into the holidays lighter and clearer. That really sticks out for me. So I'm really looking forward to this next health improving journey with you, Lynn, and anyone else who wants to join in with us. Please do go to either rejuveclub.com at the fall detox page, or at Lynn Taylor Vital Wellness under courses, and you'll find the fall cleanse tab under your website as well. And there's links to talk to us directly. There's also links to sign up for your complimentary detox design session, and also links to just to go ahead and sign up, which will, by the way, take you directly after you've signed up for the detox to you, Lynn, to schedule that call, because you do really want to take that time and talk to Lynn about what your first step is and the following steps after that, right? So that you can be ready to move into this state of detox in a really successful way, along with the support and guidance of you, Lynn. I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to this journey with you.
And you. And
yeah,
you, Shelley.
Yeah. Well, great.
And you know, one other thing I just wanted to say is that if anybody's brand new to detoxing, it can seem a little intimidating and like scary, and it's entirely possible. I don't want people to get the idea that they have to do something really radical and harsh in order to have a successful detox. That is a complete misnomer.
Right.
And it's possible for you to eat food. Now, granted, it's going to be a different diet probably than you're used to, but eat throughout the entire 3 weeks and not have a single day of only liquid.
Right.
And have a very successful shift in your physiology. So I wanted to say that. And then also that's another one of the elements of this detox is a consultation or, you know, pre-cleanse phone call with me. Where we can talk about what's going on, you know, specifically for you.
Right, right. Well, good. Great. Well, excellent. Well,
yeah. And I look forward to meeting everybody. And I know some of you will be new to me. Some of you are coming coming in through Shelley, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
To have a nice little community. So thanks so much, Shelley, for all your support. And
absolutely.
And we start soon. So
yeah.
You guys sign up for your, that's what you're going to see, a link for Time Trade. Sign up for a call with me so we can figure this out. Like, what's the best kind of cleanse for you? Go to BanyanBotanicals.com. And under Constitutions, you'll see a quiz, a property quiz. Take the quiz before the call.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
remember.
Idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take the quiz, and it'll give you, it's kind of interesting. And it'll give you at the end of the quiz your three doshic energies, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And it'll give you a percentage of what you are of those. And it's not set in stone, and but it'll give me an idea, especially for those of you I don't know. So that'll be helpful if you could bring that to your call ahead of time. That'll save us some time. And so we'll have the call, and then we start.
Yes. Excellent. And for those of you that aren't familiar with your Ayurvedic dosha, or even the talk about, if that those words just spin you off into like, oh my gosh, this is way over my head, I have no idea what you're talking about, that's okay, right? Because we're gonna teach you, and we're going to show you. And don't worry if that's, above your, like it's too much right now. Just make your call with Lynn, and we'll walk you through that. So I just don't want anyone to be turned off or turned away if you just said something that they have no idea what what we're talking about. So more on that to come.
No.
Yes, more to come.
No way.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's not that complicated.
Right.
And really, everybody should sort of at least have an idea. I mean, look, everybody knows what a detox is.
Right.
Everybody knows what a cleanse is.
Right.
It's ubiquitous in our culture. And yet, no one knows that really, where does that idea come from?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the study of Ayurvedic medicine. This is where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
When so Western doctors don't say, oh, you know what? You're catching a really bad cold. You know what you should do? You should do a little fast.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So don't be put off. It's so easy to be put off by stuff that's new and seems
yes.
a little strange
right.
and off-putting. But that's where treasure lies. So hopefully I look forward to meeting you all, and I'll talk to you on the call in the meantime, but I will talk to you all on the 11th, 7 p.m., October 11th.
Yay.
Live. I can't wait.
Coming at ya. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Right.
And namaste.
Namaste.